Putting ball tampering allegations behind them, Australia beat Sri Lanka by 137 runs in the opening test in Hobart. A gutsy effort from Sri Lanka on the final day took the game into the final hour before Australia, despite Ben Hilfenhausen and Michael Clarke suffering a throw injury, dismissed the tourists for 255 in their second innings. They had been set 393 to win, although any thought of attacking the target was quickly shelved when Mahela Javadina was dismissed early on. Kumar Sangakkara made 63 and Tilan Samarawira 49, but once their resistance was broken, Australia had enough time and firepower to see off the rest of the batting and inspired Mitchell Starc taking 5 wickets and Peter Siddle 4 to add to his 5 wicket haul in the first innings. He had been under the spotlight due to allegations that he'd been spotted picking the seam along with another Australian during Sri Lanka's first innings. Following the game, the ICC confirmed no charges would be brought against any player, but the whole affair has taken something away from what was another wonderful exhibition of Test cricket at its best. It is not the first time Sri Lanka and Australia have courted controversy, but with Sri Lanka still searching for a first Test win in Australia, they need to move on with the Melbourne Test coming up on Boxing Day. Australia have responded to their injury problems by calling up uncapped Tasmanian pacer Jackson Bird to replace Hilfenhaus, and Usman Khawaja is added to the squad to cover for Clark's damaged hamstring. Clark is confident of making the second Test, but if he doesn't pull through, Khawaja will earn his 7th Test cap and Shane Watson will lead the side for the first time. If Bird is not brought in to make his debut, Mitchell Johnson, overlooked for this game in favour of Starc, is likely to feature. This is Australia's first win of the summer and Sri Lanka's second straight defeat from the unexpected reverse to New Zealand last month. Sri Lanka will rue their lack of penetration with the ball and a lack of contributions with the bat, but can take encouragement from their fighting effort on the final day, and it is worth remembering that this time last year they managed to beat South Africa, having also gone 1-0 down.